Wow, it's my Rick in a box. Actually, we're going to be talking about Netflix's The Package, Insatiable. We got our top five upcoming releases and some news all coming up today.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Okay, I don't know all the lyrics, I just know the chorus.
The Crimson and Clover part?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
It's a great song, though.
This is Dealer's Choice. It was our engineer's.
Oh, okay. Do we know how this relates to...
Well, because we're going to be talking about a show, and
what
it's in
show?
The show. Well, people got to tune in. So, well, let's get it going. I'm Rick Hong. You guys can find me on all social... Oh, wait, no, never mind. I'm Rick Hong, and you're watching Netflix Mix here at AfterBuzz TV. And on this side of the panel, I've got Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Hi, and I'm in the chat as well, so join us.
And we've got Ashley Chaney.
Hi, that's me. Hey, everybody. Good to see you. Good to hear you. Happy to be here.
All right, well, let's kick it off with Netflix's The Package, and I don't know if you two watched
no.
it. Actually, I think you did, no?
I didn't have a chance to, and I can't wait. I'm saving it, though, because I haven't had time, so this is, we were going to go to the movies tonight, but instead, because MoviePass hashtag sucks, this is going to be our Sunday night movie watch because Rick Hong recommended it, and unfortunately, I have to give it to him.
Wait! What was that again?
See, this is why I don't want
to
give it to him.
No, we heard you. It's fine. That's enough.
Rick Hong recommended it. So here we go. So yes, here we go. So what's interesting about this movie is that I enjoyed it. I was lucky I was lucky enough to see it before it dropped on Netflix, and I went to the after party for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this one. Here's a couple of things where I think why it works, and I'll tell you guys about the movie in a second. It's because it's produced by Ben Stiller's company, Red Hour, and it's also produced by the Workaholics guys,
who are hilarious. Even though you haven't liked all their films, like some of the stuff.
Right? And so I had like some kind of like whatever expectations, but this one works. And so basically, it is about some guys and some girls. They go on a camping trip, and one of the guys ends up kind of chopping off his manhood. And when you're in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, when you're in the middle of nowhere, I mean, time is crucial. You chop off any body part, a finger,
or whatever. This is the actual premise of the movie, is a guy gets his ding-dong chopped off, and
the package. Yeah. And so the whole movie is about how they try to get this thing back from the woods to civilization.
What?
And a lot of crazy things happen in between that are hilarious. I mean, if you just want just an outright, you know, just crazy comedy,
yes.
Like this is it. You don't have to think too hard and good performances.
Imagine the pitch meeting for this movie. Okay, so I got a great idea. Somebody gets their chopped off. And we have to track this.
And that's a thing. Like it's one of those
so
weird things that I would normally not think that I would
should
try
be a
to
movie?
Pitch this. As a, yeah, yeah, trying to write it as a script and give it to somebody and having somebody read it and being like...
And an actor being like, you know what? I want to be a part of this.
Those guys,
this
though, the Workaholics guys, I can 100% see being like, oh, yes, let's make this. That I can see. Did they write it? Did they help any?
No. They just produced it. So, and you don't really... I think you see Blake Anderson.
Okay.
But what's great, though, too, is that with the cast, they have the guy that's in Alex Strangelove, which is on Netflix, and one of the girls who is in Blockers. She plays one of the daughters in Blockers. She's in it. So, yeah, amazing performances. Like, they were all, like, really, like, it was cast really, really well.
Oh,
the camaraderie between everybody and just the scenes of, like, this the stuff that happens. Of them just trying to get the thing is like it's yeah.
I think a big part of
a big what?
Well, I don't know. We don't know how big or small. I think my thing that I stop. Actually, is that I'm curious. How does this happen? You know, how does he lose a close? Remember.
But see, that's the whole point. I don't want to spoil anything
so
with this thing,
good.
Other than saying go watch it.
Okay.
And because the stuff, the little things that they do here and there, it just works. And there's one point in the movie when I'm watching, and I was like, oh, this is where this thing fails, but they actually recover from it. And I was like, okay, now I get what kind of happens here. Because what I was going to say, like, I liked it up until this point, and then I didn't. But I thought that was the point, and then it kept going. And I'm like, they fixed it. they managed to make it work. So I enjoyed it.
That's the first glowing review we've heard from Rick Hong in a while.
Well, I mean, I know, but you weren't here, but like you said it 2 weeks ago for Set It Up was good. But for just an outright raunchy comedy, whatever, yes, this one is probably one of the best ones that's landed on Netflix in terms of like Netflix original film television, the package.
You preferred the package over Set It Up?
Different movies. Set It Up is a smart romantic comedy.
It is. I agree.
But if you had to pick between the two.
It depends, but so like it depends on what you want.
Yeah, that's just
different. Like it's like different. If you don't want to think too hard, and you're by yourself, yeah, watch the package. if you're with somebody.
Why by yourself? I mean, heck, that would be a fun little date night.
That's going to be my Sunday night.
See?
Yeah, the package is still good. The package is it still works for a date night, too. But it's just I'm just saying those genres are just slightly different. Like, my cousin, who likes rom-coms, probably would not necessarily enjoy the package as much as she would Set It Up, that kind of thing. Cool. So it's a double recommend from Rick Hong. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the chat. If you saw it, watch it. Chime in next week. But
We do actually have Zias Bilou saying he heard mixed things about Package.
Zias, come on, dude. When have I ever steered you wrong, man? Never. So therefore, that's true. But I would love for you to watch it. And if you can't make it through, that's totally fine. But I know that you watch every single week. Chime in next week and tell me what you thought, or during the week in the comments, and I'll read it. And but. Something that I think collectively that the world does not like. Amy Cassandra Martinez does not like it. She's been hating on it for a while before it was even delivered. Yep. And I managed to watch it today because of Amy Cassandra Martinez. Just to see if the hate was going to be real.
Right.
Is Netflix's original television that they dropped Insatiable.
Yeah, piece of crap is what it is.
Oh my God, I love it when Amy hates something. I love it.
Oh, here's the thing. Love to be proven wrong about something, because you know no one wants something to fail, especially when so many people work so hard on it. But crap, this sucks so much.
It brings my little heart joy to see you.
I'm glad.
See you hate something.
it's not even just the whole, you know, the weight issue. That's the tip of the iceberg, honestly. This whole show, I saw.
Why do you have to say iceberg, Amy? Why do you gotta make weight jokes?
Size
jokes, really?
Yeah, that was totally on purpose. No, it's so. I saw the pilot, and that's all I was able to watch, and even that was a struggle. It is so freaking tone deaf.
Can you explain versus the trailer what it actually, because we saw different trailers and we didn't understand.
Yes. We're going to spend a little time talking about this one too, but I just wanted, like, I don't normally talk news in this segment, but because it's very, very relevant, Variety said critics slam Netflix's tone deaf, Insatiable.
Oh, wow.
Teenagers deserve better. And here's like one, it says critics are saying, the trailer got criticism, which Amy gave, and then it says that critics are saying the actual show is much worse.
Yes.
So Amy Cassandra Martinez is definitely on the right wavelength. I saw it, but keep going now.
Basically what you're saying is I have the same thoughts as critics.
Yes.
So that just, you're welcome. Yes, okay, so there are a lot of issues with this, and going into it, I was like, okay, prove me wrong. The weight issue is part of it. They make fun of, you know, people that aren't a size 2. Totally not cool. Then she, of course, like what she says, you know, in the trailer, what's conveyed is that she gets her jaw wired shut. She loses weight. Now she's thin. Ooh, all of a sudden she wants to get revenge. And yes, that's true. But she has a close friend. If you want spoilers, you're going to get them right now. Trust me, don't watch this show. The friend. Not a spoiler alert. The friend and the relationship between the friend and Debbie Ryan's character and her mom is so awkward that her mom ends up basically kind of bullying her friend because she thinks she's a lesbian. Okay. And it's so rude. It is so freaking rude that I could not even deal.
So I know that you had no desire to even watch this, but you did.
I did,
so
because I wanted to be proved wrong.
Did you decide to watch just the one episode?
Heck yes.
And did you watch more?
No, just the pilot. I finished the pilot. Even that was more than I was willing to do. There are issues with... So the coach, the beauty pageant coach, is accused of... molesting a beauty pageant girl. It is totally wrong, but
it's false though. It doesn't really happen.
It's false, but then he's like, oh, well, I can't do anything. And it's just, in the society that we're living in today, at what point did people think it was okay to do something like this? Like, really? Are you freaking kidding me? And then Debbie Ryan's character is falling in love with this guy. And she's trying to, like, seduce him in a way. And I'm like, what? Like, did the person writing this just live under a rock the last year and a half or something? Because it's so bad. And that's just even part of it. Like, I have never not enjoyed watching something so much and felt so offended on so many levels that I literally, it's not even fun to watch. It's not fun to watch. It's offensive. It's tone deaf. It's really stupid. Don't waste your time. I don't think I've ever felt about something like this.
I mean, the interesting thing about this, which was pointed out to me, is that this basically is the movie Drop Dead Gorgeous.
What?
That was Denise Richards and Kirsten Dunst. I've never seen it, but almost the same type of premise of like, right, what, ugly girl becomes pretty, becomes mean. And yeah, I saw the pilot. I watch it only because of you. I actually had no desire to watch it. The sad thing is that I actually like all the actors in it. Like, I mean, I thought they all did a good job as their characters, but right, the show itself, it I will be shocked unless there's some sort of weird stipulation. There's no way that this show is going to get a season two.
No. I mean, there's already a petition with over 100,000 signatures to get, before it even got on, before it even broadcast on Netflix, they wanted it taken down. They didn't want it to ever air. Over 100,000 signatures off of a trailer, which is, and I think we watched the trailer the week that you were out, Rick, and there was a couple different trailers floating around, and it was really ambiguous, even just like the structure of the trailer. So I was wondering if it felt like when you watched the episode that it was in line with the trailer, that it was the same show from...
It kind of was, but they were hiding all those other things they were super rude about.
Yeah.
Like, and I love Alyssa Milano, but what the heck was she thinking joining this? Like, I don't understand. I support people, you know, wanting to convey different opinions, and I totally get that. We don't all have to have the same opinions, but there's a line that was certainly crossed multiple times, multiple lines that I just,
like, there was something that was like, I mean, because this also comes from a female writer who said that she experienced this, and she also wrote on Dexter, so you can kind of try to understand like that dark tone of where the show might have tried to go, but it went deaf.
Yes.
The tone went deaf. Like, so.
And honestly, and it's not even just, okay, if you have that kind of experience growing up, you had all of that. Okay, that is one thing. And then at the end, maybe it's not about getting revenge. It's about like who you are. Okay. What about all the other things that were super offensive? Like, what's your excuse for those? Because, gosh, guys, it is bad. It is so bad.
Two spectrums tonight. A rave review from Rick Hong and a rave no from Amy. I love it.
I'm so surprised. Well, actually, no, I'm not.
No, you're not surprised. Like I said, I tried to watch it just to see maybe there's something else. That, yes. Like, maybe the trailer did, like, maybe they cut the trailer to look one way, but maybe the actual show is this and that. Mm-hmm. And... I mean, that's the issue, right? Like, with so much that's out there.
Yeah.
So, like, it's, like, one of those things where it's just, like, I can't honestly sit
Why
there and
justify?
Say, like, try. Yeah. You could try. I mean, like, even if I won't give Everything Sucks, which I actually never think it was like actually a bad show, a chance, and didn't get a season two.
Yeah.
This one I'm really like,
But the good part of this all is that there are plenty of other good things to watch on Netflix. So watch those instead.
Well, how about... Ashley Chaney, Million Pound Menu.
That's right.
I'm so hungry.
I'll hang out in the fun food space while you guys are hanging out in the controversial show space. Mm-hmm. No, you guys know I love to watch food programming, and this is certainly up my alley. Million Pound Menu, I'm so interested as we watch this to see who the hosts are and what personality they bring to the show. The host of this show within the intro of the show...
is he British?
Bugged me.
Yeah. Look at his face.
He like bugged me.
His face doesn't look inviting.
I don't know who he is to be that mean to me. like Gordon Ramsay, you know, we've come to expect because he's built this whole persona around being this like really tough
guy. And truth is, like, the British version and the American version are completely different, where he's very nice in the British versions, and the American versions, he's like, you donkey.
Whatever. That's the brand he's built and it works. So I didn't know this guy from Adam, and he was already kind of like, I just wasn't digging his vibe. Here's how I'll describe the show. There's 12 episodes that are on Netflix right now. It's a one-hour show.
It's one hour.
It's too long. And it feels like if you were to take Shark Tank and mix it with MasterChef. So it's these restaurateurs or like people who have restaurants that they're looking for investors to grow. So, you know, the first episode tracks these two different companies, restaurants that are competing. They have to do a, basically like a pop-up shop, a pop-up restaurant, and feed these entrepreneurs to see if they're going to invest in their restaurant. It's just the kind of a weird thing for me. It's not, I would say, like, it's not a terrible miss, but if you're jonesing for some food style programming, fine, put it on. But it's not, I'm like middle of the road on it. It didn't do enough of, like, it didn't get enough into the cooking for me.
How about if it was 30 minutes versus an hour?
I think maybe 30 minutes would have been more digestible.
Yeah. But like, okay, yeah, I get it.
Where's my bump?
Yeah.
Bump. Actually, that's not even mine. I can't even credit
Engineer
that.
Fail. No. So, no.
Thanks, Steve.
I mean, okay, so half hour, half hour, then, but how about the host? Do you think that it would save the host at a half hour or no? You just don't like him?
No, I mean, it didn't work for me. And I was like, wait a second. Who are you to have this, like, is he a chef? Is he a whatever? So I want to actually do some more digging around to see what why he's there. But he didn't do it for me. And I've said this, you guys can clock the number of times I've said this on the show, but if I see another old white man hosting a show, it's like an automatic tune-up for me. I'm over it. Let's get some diversity in there.
If I see another show with David Chang, like, talking about food and cooking, stuff that I don't know anything about, then I don't understand why.
David Chang, I love. And I was so
invited.
Yeah, I love
David Chang, too. I love David Chang, too.
Like,
so
let's be real. That David Chang was his show, which is also still on Netflix right now, it's nothing like brand new, but he brings a different spin to it
flavor of host. He does everything that I don't do.
That's a bomb ass
show. Well, let's talk about programming that is more uplifting that we actually have in-house, Ashley Chaney.
We do. You guys. You know that our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, all of them, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder than we do to serve television fans like you. By subscribing to our channel, you help us. And right now, we really need your help. So we're asking that you please subscribe to at least one of our channels. We have many, so subscribe to this one right now if you haven't already. We're waiting. Good job. We have lots of channels. So if you're worried about notifications, please don't be. They're totally optional. Some other channels that we have, you guys, we should just tell them.
AfterBuzz TV comedies, where, like, I covered Glow. You could just watch Jackie Tone and Kia Stevens, who came on today.
Will
and there's also
recognize you, though? Because weren't you in drag?
Yeah, I was in drag. That's true. You guys may not recognize me. But in any case, Cassandra Martinez, you're on AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, sci-fi superheroes and just heroes and nerds.
And I cover...
And Ashley Chain is on...
I do. I cover more food programs. On the reality TV competition show, so you can find me there. The point is, hit that subscribe button right now to this channel or any of our other channels, and check out for our other shows that were happening all the time. By hitting that subscribe button, we're going to send content catered to you to your inbox, and let us know that you did subscribe in the comments, and we'll shout you out on air and tell you how much we love you. Until then, thank you so much for being the best fans out there and for helping us become the ESPN of TV talk. We love you.
Well, speaking of reality or like documentaries, I mean non-Netflix things that exist, movies and television on the platform, Amy, our very own Amy Cassandra Martinez, actually was watching something called Amy.
Yes. I want to watch this. I haven't seen it yet.
You know what? Darn it. We should have done Rehab. That's the song we should have done
Valerie.
That's an Amy Cassandra Martinez fail. No, go ahead.
Gosh.
How was this? I'm dying to see this, actually.
Guys, it was so beautiful. Yeah.
You kind of almost look like Amy Winehouse.
Amy Cassandra Martinez. It's the only time you'll ever hear me say that Amy Cassandra Martinez is much prettier than Amy Winehouse.
That's a very nice compliment, but I also think Amy Winehouse was just stunning. Her eyes are so like...
And a genius, a true musical genius.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And this documentary, it shows you a peek into her life. I was a fan of hers growing up, but I didn't know all about her life. And it's 2 hours long, so it really goes in depth. And it shows you footage from when she was younger and everything that she went through. And I think... any time that we can get a peek into an artist's life, it's always good. Because people just assume that they know things about people, and it's just the surface. It ends right when, she passed away and everything.
Does it go in depth about, like that drug, like, era for her? Like, how maybe she, like, went down that rabbit hole?
Yes, but also how she wanted to get out, and the pressures that people were putting on her, and fans not knowing. And it's heartbreaking, but it's also kind of enlightening because it makes you think, okay, like, I should be more empathetic towards people, especially if I don't know them in person. There's so much going on in people's minds that yeah. And of course, like the music that they play throughout the documentary, it's just gorgeous. Tony Bennett talks about her and just her being a jazz singer and how he equates her to being like Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday. And
they did a duet together, didn't they, for Tony, for his duet album?
Yeah, they worked together and it made her very happy. And it was lovely. Lovely. I think it's something nice to watch. I usually don't say this, but like in the evening. Mm-hmm. It's a great time to watch it in the evening.
Yeah, probably not in the morning, right? Yeah.
I mean, I was watching it
early. Dirty cry in the morning.
Yeah. But yeah, in the evening with a nice wine, something to just relax and just
watch a movie about addiction with a glass of wine.
I don't mean it like that. She was very, very strong, and like I said, I think it opens up our eyes to everything that she went through and all of her beautiful music. If you haven't listened to enough of her music, go and do so now.
How do you compare this one to? Because I think on one of our shows, you watched Gaga 5'2" or something. Oh, or 5'. How do you compare the two? I guess because that was more like a kind of a day in the life of her, that and she's still around versus this.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm more of a Gaga fan than Amy Winehouse fan, only because, I don't know, I guess growing up I listened to more of Lady Gaga's music, mm-hmm. and even now, but it definitely, again, it's the same thing. Like, when you watch a documentary about someone that you already like, and then you see even more, you're like, whoa, there's a whole world, and we get a peek, and then it actually makes me enjoy their music more. So, I mean, different, but I do like Lady Gaga 5'2" more, but, I mean, watch it. Watch it. Watch it.
Okay. Amy, who likes us? I mean, who's in the chat right now? Who likes us?
Well, we've got two very special all-stars in the chat. Zias Bilou and Star Drew.
We love you guys. Thank you for watching. Yes. So you guys know, where can people follow us if they're not watching us live right now like these two guys?
Well, you guys...
Yes.
You guys can find us on iTunes as well. You can listen to us while you're driving, you know, or at the grocery store or something, whatever you like to do. And you can give us 5 stars.
Because the other ones don't work.
Exactly. The other ones don't work. And it really means a lot to us. And if you can even leave us a review, that would be extra helpful. And we would also give you a shout out here, just like, you know, if you subscribe as well. Right. And yes, we appreciate all of the support that you give us. And we hope you continue listening and watching us.
Well, up next, we've got hidden gems, or something that we revisit on occasion that comes on the platform, or like, oh, what? Like, I remember this. So, actually, Chaney, you watched something.
I did, and it's not an uplifting
movie. No, dang it.
It's not an uplifting movie.
Don't worry, I got the uplifting stuff. Go ahead.
Okay, good. I'll settle you down just for Rick to bring you back up. But it is, this truly is a hidden gem, if you will, because there's some amazing, like in this recent wave of releases to Netflix, there's some really amazing films on there, including the one I watched called Room.
Girl.
With Brie Larson,
Oscars!
Oh my gosh, and nominated for a well-deserved nomination. Room and win, actually, she won, right?
Yeah, she
and
won win. For best actress.
Brie Larson won for this, as she well should have, and you should watch it for that. Not just for that reason, but this story alone is just. Whew. Let's see, how can I give it to people? People who don't know, this movie is about a young woman who is
abducted
and held captive in someone's basement, and she has a child in the basement, and it's their life in that room. It will mess with you. I watched it earlier in the week, and I had talk about needing a glass of wine when you watch a movie. It is tough stuff to see, and it's like,
but amazing performances, brilliant directing,
brilliant writing. I mean, this is, I watched some documentaries on the making of this movie, and they were really careful to not get it into like the land of true crime where people are just watching because they want to like fulfill that need, that morbid curiosity. They didn't want to like, you know, satisfy that need for people. So it was really about telling a story about people's worlds and how they're shaped by what they know to be true. In this case, this little boy only knew the room that he grew up in. I can't recommend it highly enough. It's amazing. If you didn't see it in the theaters, now you have the chance to watch it on Netflix, and it's so worth it.
And I like that one for a hidden gem or a revisit for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good one.
All right, well, I got some uplifting things.
Yay!
And so, you know, we just talked David Chang. It is, next week is this is the week of the premiere of Crazy Rich Asians. It shows in a couple days here, like, you know, theatrically. But Kim's Convenience
I was gonna
is
watch
about
this.
A Korean family, and like a lot of Korean, like, you know, families that moved in, like, were immigrants, you know, like, yeah, they had convenience stores. This thing is on in a Canadian show that they dropped on Netflix, the half hour. It's done so smart. It's really good. It's, you know, three of the four actors are Korean. The lead actor, you know, Kim, like, he does a great, like, impression of, like, doing, like, the broken Korean accent. And awesome. I'm doing a very, very slow burn with it because I really enjoy it.
Okay.
And I think it's – and that's hard because, like, you know, like, I look at the Fresh Off the Boats, the Dr. Ken, the way back in the day, like, something that tried – All-American Family with Margaret Cho.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If that could have been this, that show would have kept going.
It's hard to do. It's hard to do an Asian comedy. Believe it or not, I worked in a Chinese restaurant for 5 years, and I wrote a pilot for an Asian comedy. Yes. But it was really hard to do to make jokes and really to get across, like, some of the broken English. And, like, there's natural comedy in language barriers, but it's really hard to do it in a way that's true and real without, like, just being a stereotype or a cliche or making fun of any kind of...
I mean, I'm almost baffled. I'm just like... Oh, wow, this is in Canada. I was like, it's not in America, so I had to wait for it to drop to Netflix to even know what it was. But yeah, it's done by this comedian named Inns Choi, and he does a lot of plays and stuff, or like theater things, and that's where this thing comes based from. So highly recommend.
Did it come up on your queue too? It was yeah, right on my front queue. Mm-hmm, so I wonder if they're trying to push it, because I saw it.
But I didn't know about it. You know, I was just like, what is this? Because it's a weird title, Kim's Convenience. Like, if like they said, Kim's Convenience Store.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, great. So, but my other hidden gem.
Yes.
Is Ash versus Evil Dead?
Oh,
if you like the Evil Dead series, you know, this is a good continuation. It's like was on Stars and. You know, season, like, both seasons are on there, and I'm doing this one same thing. I enjoy it. The tone's great. Bruce Campbell's hilarious in it, so I've been doing a slow burn with this, and it's a very high recommend as well. Keeps in the spirit of the movies.
Okay. When you say slow burn, you mean you're, like, doling it out for yourself. You're watching it slowly.
There's certain shows, like, that I purposely will binge. This isn't one of them. Like, I'm okay with... And I think it's because they're half hours, you know, so it's just... It's easy, so...
That's so funny. In general, too, I binge the longer shows and dole out the shorter ones, which is funny. You'd think you'd binge the short shows.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do. I binge the
You
short
binge the short ones?
But,
oh, well, yeah. You're watching all those sitcoms.
Except for Gossip Girl. Ooh, I'm hitting that hard.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We are going to talk some Netflix news, and Netflix launches new way to promote originals. AfterBuzz. Your profile icon.
What? Wait. Back me up again. Take me through this one more again.
Netflix launches new way to promote originals. Your profile icon. So, I mean, Netflix already uses every opportunity to highlight its slate of original series and movies, and now it's using profile icons. Netflix customers use to access their accounts to pitch originals as well. So now we can kind of create our own profiles on Netflix. I just saw this thing. I want us to try this.
Yeah.
Let's try this thing out. And then next week, we'll dive a little bit more into how we created this and everything. So, like, I'm giving you a little bit of morsel right now for Netflix news. And then we're going to apply it next week for the show.
Okay. Morsels. Tasty morsels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, guys. And then finally, top five upcoming releases on the Netflix platform. I mean, this one's great. Number one.
Magic for Humans. I haven't heard anything about it.
From baffling people on the street to orchestrating elaborate tricks,
yes!
Justin Willimon blends good-natured magic with grown-up laughs.
Yes!
That's what I'm saying, right? I mean, I'm already sold, too. When I saw it, I was like, I don't know what this thing is, but when I saw it, I read the description, I was like, yeah, we're going to be watching it, and we're going to be talking about it, and hopefully, I mean, I'm sorry, Ashley, but maybe not enough diverse people do magic, so it's another white guy.
I'm just saying, it's just not going to kill you to get at least a woman in there.
I know.
What else we got?
Well, we got another one called Stay Here.
Stay Here.
And Stay Here is designer Genevieve, so a woman.
Okay.
Designer Genevieve Gorder and real estate expert Peter
HGTV.
Lorimer show property owners how to turn their short-term rentals into money-making showstoppers.
Okay, cool. That's so cool. No, they're really hitting the, like, homeowner HGTV market hard. Netflix is
good.
I mean, and you guys see, like, Amy Cassandra Martinez is already getting excited about just these first
Genevieve.
Two.
Yeah,
so,
this is great.
Good stuff.
So, yeah, we're going to have, like, more. I mean, I'm imagining those probably are, like, half hours.
Good.
So we'll be talking.
I bet that home makeover one's probably an hour. It takes a long time to make over a home.
Oh, look, there she is.
Oh, there she goes.
There she is. Hey. What's
and
up,
I think this one's going to be a Netflix original series To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Oh, I've heard about this
I have
one.
Heard about this, too. Do we have like a
I'm gonna give it to you right now.
Give it to us, Rick.
When her secret love letters somehow get mailed to each other. Yes. Of her five crushes, Lara Jean finds her quiet high school existence turned upside down. And the lead, apparently, like, at least according to this thumbnail, Asian girl.
Oh, great.
Yes, girl.
Great.
So how about that for diversity?
Yeah. Okay, you gave me a woman and an Asian girl. Okay, great. I'll take them.
We're getting there. Yeah.
Yeah, and so this is more like, you know, just kind of like a non-Netflix release, but it's on the for movies. But Alexander, The Final Cut. This is a movie that Oliver Stone did that starred Colin Farrell.
Okay, I was going to say Orlando Bloom.
Here's the weird thing. Colin Farrell is Alexander the Great. Angelina Jolie is his mom. Oh. And Val Kilmer is his father. So, I know. And that alone is so bizarre.
They're all really pretty?
Yeah. But, like, the ultimate cut is releasing. Mm. And then, finally, if you guys watch The CW, The 100 Season 5.
Oh, okay. Which they cover here on AfterBuzz. They cover
AfterBuzz TV, which would be sci-fi fantasy. So you guys can, you know, if you guys tuned in or whatever, so that's going to be dropping. But next week, we're going to have some fun stuff. We're going to be talking about some of these fun shows. We're going to be talking about this profile icon because we're going to apply it.
Yes.
But Ashley Chaney, where can everybody find you?
Oh, little old me. If you guys want to talk to me online about what you're eating or what you're watching on Netflix, which is all I really want to talk about, please do so at Ashley on Camera across all social media. Talk to me there.
Amy.
You guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ. Thank you, Zaya Spilu and Star Drew, for joining us in the chat today. We really appreciate it. So follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all that jazz. I do a lot of stuff, so follow me.
And I'm Rick Hong. You guys can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-E-C-K-H-O-N-G. Next week, we will be talking magic. Thanks for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.